Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Charlotte Kniep, and we're continuing our conversation about love all month long on the Mormon Channel. And something that is so profound and comforting is that you can learn from your mistakes in relationships. And truly great relationships, really healthy ones, will give you the opportunity to apply that knowledge. In a recent Huffington Post article, LDS wife, mother, and blogger Chelsea Dort shares her thoughts on what she learned about her painful divorce and how those lessons better prepared her to have a happy and healthy marriage later on. So she shares 7 different tips, and we'll just summarize them here. The first tip is that you can't always give 100% of yourself to your spouse. Chelsea says that each person should live their life with the intent to make their spouse happy. They should consistently be trying to find ways to strengthen their relationship and should often go the extra mile for their significant other. However, during difficult or exhausting or painful times, 100% might not be possible or even realistic for you to give. Everyone's human. Everyone falls short of perfection. And on the days when you feel exhausted or frustrated, in a healthy relationship, it is your spouse's job to fill in the gaps and vice versa. Point number 2, she says, remember to show love through affection. The simple act of holding hands on a walk or saying I love you or telling your spouse how much they mean to you can really add a lot to the trust and happiness and enjoyment of your relationship with them. Point number 3, go to bed angry. You may have heard the exact opposite of that advice at some point in your life. I know I have. But the truth is that when you're exhausted, overly emotional, or anxious late at night, you can end up saying something in an argument that you can't take back and you're going to probably regret in the morning. So getting a good night's rest will help put the issue into perspective for both of you, both you and your spouse, and in the light of day, more rational and calm decisions are more likely to be made. Point number 4, have adventures together. Now, while some people might be able to afford exotic around-the-world trips, you can still experience new and exciting things together as a family or a couple in your own backyard or hometown. Go to a restaurant you've never tried before. Go on a road trip. Visit a new park or forest. Take a class together to learn a new skill, or even find a unique way to serve others in your community. Adventures really are waiting all around us. Point number 5, love your spouse first and foremost. President Russell M. Nelson said, "Harmony in marriage comes only when one esteems the welfare of his or her spouse among the highest of priorities. When that really happens, a celestial marriage becomes a reality, bringing great joy in this life and in the life to come." Point number 6, sometimes, sadly, a divorce is the best option for an abusive or a hostile marriage. Do not use that word or threaten divorce in a moment of heated debate with your spouse. It's a serious decision that affects more lives than just your own. And Chelsea says in her article, "No marriage is exempt from hard times. It's how tightly you hold on to each other during each merciless crash that will make all of the difference." And point number 7, while there is comfort in marriage, try not to let yourself go. Both men and women can have a tendency to relax into their marriage relationships and can lose a bit of that drive to impress each other or be their best selves. And to increase the enjoyment in your relationship and in your own life, make sure that you're still trying to be your best physically, spiritually, emotionally, and intellectually. Well, for more information on love and marriage, simply search for those topics on mormonchannel.org for radio episodes, videos, and articles. Also, for newer content, stay tuned all month long. The quote of the day is also from President Russell M. Nelson, and he says, "Each marriage starts with 2 imperfect people. Happiness can come to them only through their earnest effort. Just as harmony comes from an orchestra only when its members make a concerted effort, so harmony in marriage also requires a concerted effort. That effort will succeed if each partner will minimize personal demands and maximize actions of loving selflessness." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.